From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to Let the Bible Speak. Today, Dr. Alan Cairns continues his series on the Lord's Prayer. The current focus is the concluding ascription, "For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." In the preceding message, Dr. Cairns demonstrated the vital relationship which this doxology has to the entire prayer, emphasizing that these words are not superfluous. Rather, they serve to underscore the authority and power of our God to accomplish the petitions set forth in the prayer. With this broadcast, Dr. Cairns commences a message entitled, "The Essence and End of All True Prayer." Here we are called to think upon the greatness of God. Indeed, as we'll see, these concluding words echo the praying of every great prayer warrior. Dr. Cairns will bring the first portion of this message shortly. First, we invite your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, "Nearest and Dearest Fellowship." The text is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 17. "So shall we ever be with the Lord. While we are here, the Lord is with us, and when we are called away, we are with Him. There is no dividing the saint from his Savior. They are one, and they always must be one. Jesus cannot be without his own people, for he would be a head without a body. Whether caught up into the air, or resting in paradise, or sojourning here, we are with Jesus. And who shall separate us from him? What a joy is this! Our supreme honor, rest, comfort, delight is to be with the Lord. We cannot conceive of anything which can surpass or even equal this divine society. By holy fellowship we must be with him in his humiliation, rejection, and travail, and then we shall be with him in his glory. Before long we shall be with him in his rest and in his royalty, in his expectation and in his manifestation. We shall fare as he fares, and triumph as he triumphs. O my Lord, if I am to be forever with thee, I have a destiny incomparable. I will not envy an archangel. To be forever with the Lord is my idea of heaven at its best. Not the harps of gold, nor the crowns unfading, nor the light unclouded is glory to me, but Jesus, Jesus himself, and myself forever with him in nearest and dearest fellowship." are listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We invite you to obtain a copy of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the country of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to become a man? Or, why did Christ have to be virgin-born? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Today we return to Matthew chapter 6 and verse 13 and to what is called the doxology of the Lord's Prayer. Having given all the various requests, the Lord Jesus teaches us to pray for, and the for has the sense of because. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. A doxology is literally a word of praise to God. It is praise uttered, and it properly bursts forth from the heart that has caught some sight of the greatness, the goodness, and the grace of God. The Lord's Prayer ends with a doxology. The Lord Jesus has been teaching us how to pray. After this manner, therefore, pray ye. He's teaching us how to pray. And he's teaching us what to pray. A parallel scripture, he is quoted as saying, when ye pray, say these very words. So he's teaching us how to pray, and he's teaching us what to pray. In this prayer, he has covered the great areas that we need to cover when we come before God in prayer. He commenced by making us think of the transcendent greatness of our Father in heaven. I don't want to repeat myself unnecessarily, but it's a long time ago since we studied that initial part of the Lord's Prayer, Our Father which art in heaven. The approach to God is very, very important in prayer. To have the heart overwhelmed, I use that word advisedly, to have the heart overwhelmed with the idea of the transcendent greatness of the God whom we approach is altogether vital to our entire experience in prayer. So he commences by showing us the necessity of thinking on the greatness of God. And then he has led us step by step through the various areas that concern us as we speak to God. And now he concludes the whole prayer by bringing us back to the greatness of our Father, this time in a mighty outburst of praise. In this doxology, the doxology of the Lord's Prayer echoes the great burden of Scripture. Or maybe I'd be better to say the great burden of the great prayer warriors whose prayers are recorded in Scripture. We have read in 1 Chronicles 29 how that David prayed. He was an old man when he prayed this prayer. He had already established Solomon upon the throne as his successor. He had laid aside as wisely and as generously as he could for the building of the temple. We so often think of Solomon's temple, and that's a perfectly legitimate description in that it was raised in the reign of Solomon and under the oversight of Solomon. But just about all the material for the temple was set apart by David and then by the people under David's example. And the entire plan for the temple was not something that originated in Solomon's reign, but in David's reign. We may well call it David's temple. And as he has now gathered all this material, and he's thinking of the great building that is about to go up in Jerusalem for the glory of God, knowing full well that he will be dead and then in glory long before the building is erected, he prays this great prayer to the Lord. And as he prays, he says, "Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord. Thou art exalted above all. Riches and honor come from thee. Thou reignest over all, and in thine hand is power and might. It is very, very similar to how the Savior ended his prayer. When Hezekiah was threatened by Sennacherib and the Assyrian army, Jerusalem seemed to be just a sitting duck waiting to be killed and then plucked by these heathen invaders. He prayed before the Lord, according to 2 Kings 19 and 15, and he said, O Lord God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubim, thou art God, even thou alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth, and hast made heaven and earth. When you go through the scripture, you find that whenever and wherever the great saints of God came before the Lord, or when they began to think about the things of God and the challenges they themselves faced in the world, these sentiments always came bursting out of their hearts. The Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, said, Now unto the King, eternal and immortal and invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Jude, ending his little epistle, little only in its length, not in its importance, Jude came to the conclusion and the climax, and he said, To the only wise God our Savior be, that is, be ascribed, glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. He turned to the last book of the Bible. Again and again, the worshipping saints and angels in the Revelation cry such things as salvation and blessing and glory and thanksgiving and wisdom and honor and power be ascribed unto the Lord. So the doxology of the Lord's Prayer echoes the sentiment of every great prayer warrior of Scripture. You know what would revolutionize our prayer lives? If we never left the secret place until we could honestly pour out this praise. Now that's very easy to say. But just think of what I'm saying. Think of what a difference it would be in your closet if instead of simply going in to spend X amount of time and going through various rituals and salving your conscience that, yes, I have prayed today, instead of that, you were to stay in that closet with the Word of God open before you and with your heart lifted up to God until you felt in your own soul something of the reality of this great doxology. If you didn't leave the place of prayer until you could honestly pour out this praise, Thine is the kingdom, Thine is the power, Thine is the glory forever. Amen. I tell you, all our praying, both in our approach to God and in our asking from God, must lead to this conclusion. So today, I want us to think of the doxology as the essence and the end of all true prayer. I want us to see that it teaches us why we pray. It shows what motivates and energizes us in our praying. It discovers to us the true ground of our confidence in prayer. And it reveals the ultimate objective of all our praying. The doxology is the essence and the end of all true prayer. The end, not only in the sense of the conclusion, but in the sense of its design or purpose. So let's think of it briefly and simply together. In this doxology, we learn that true prayer is not desperation, but devotion. True prayer is not desperation, it's devotion. Now, when we come before God, we may be in very desperate circumstances and pray about them. The Lord's Prayer itself addresses circumstances of great need. I have pointed out in our studies already that these very simple sounding petitions actually cover the whole realm of human experience. Here the Lord Jesus deals with physical needs. He deals with material needs. He deals with spiritual needs. He deals with the need of forgiveness. He deals with the need and the various, let me say, dilemmas that arise out of our relationships, especially with those who have wronged us. He deals with the subject of temptation, and he raises the whole matter of what it is to live in victory over circumstances, over sin, and over Satan. Now, when you stop to think of all those things compressed within these few words of the Lord's Prayer, you'll see the Lord Jesus is truly telling us when we pray, we are dealing with great needs. And often as we try to face those needs, we feel desperate. But the doxology teaches us that prayer must ascend out of the pit of desperation, and it must mount to the pinnacle of devotion.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.